You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's touch table on a little bit of football. It is time for football today.
Well, let's get started with this story because, yes, now the Steelers are in bed with another malcontent. His name is Jalen Ramsey. The Sun Sentinel is reporting that Miami was fed up with the
I sound like Santa Claus for Christmas Story. Oh, ho, ho. David, I almost felt bad for you. Go ahead. Share with the people.
Yeah, Miami apparently was fed up with the veteran cornerback, and he was hurting the culture of the franchise.
Well, why was that, David?
Ramsey was regularly late to practices and would constantly undermine former defensive coordinator Vic Fangio and head coach Mike McDaniel.
And want to get paid at every turn.
Correct. And his attitude would reportedly spread to other team members. So this is a two-part here. Mm-hmm. Will losing or getting rid of him help Miami and Mike McDaniel? Or is there just too much going on there? And then why do the Steelers continue to get these guys?
I want you to handle part B. For Miami, look, I mean, it'll be an automatic upgrade to the culture, but Minka Fitzpatrick doesn't line up and play D tackle. You know, he's not going to play in the front seven. There's too much going on. But Minka clearly was drafted by Miami. He's a well-thought-of player, good culture guy. I don't think it fixes them. And look, the Steelers, I want you to handle it. It's your team. I'll just say this for the average fan. They don't realize the Pittsburgh Steelers actually kind of deal, the currency for them is bleep hole.
You're right.
They deal in bleep hole. They always have an appetite to take on the troubled player.
They look at talent over anything. And while I think Jalen Ramsey is not as talented as he used to be, he's still talented enough to where when you're on a one-year run, he can bring you something on the roster.
So can Tomlin rein him in?
Yes, he can.
Okay.
That's the scary thing because he always seems to be able to do it. I think he can do that.
Okay.
Wow. Man, here we go again. We just got rid of one. We just traded one to Dallas.
Woo!
All right, so I'm going to include a couple stories here together, and I'm going to ask you what happens here leading into training camp with these guys. It is contract situations with two or three of these guys. The first guy is Terry McLaurin. The report here from Jeremy Fowler and Adam Schefter is that they are far apart.
Yeah.
And there's no progress. There's a huge gap between both parties. And we'll see what happens leading up to training camp. The other one is a Steeler. It is TJ Watt. Jeremy Fowler again on ESPN Sports Center said, well, people I've talked to around the league believe that it's guaranteed money and it's term length.
Yeah.
That's the problem with negotiations. Will both of these guys... No. So they won't show up at camp.
Waddle get done. He's okay. A legend. He's the face of the franchise. I think he's a Hall of Famer. McLaurin, I know what this is. He wants a Tyreek Hill deal. He wants to make 30 plus million a year. Yep. And look, I love Scary Terry. I'd love to have him on my team. And he's a very good player. But if I start naming the 5, 6, 7 best receivers in the sport, he's not one of them. He's close. But like right here, right now, like, am I going to pay you $150 million over 5 years? No. There's got to be a happy medium in there. I view Terry McLaurin much more like T. Higgins than Ja'Marr Chase. Well, therefore, the contracts have to have representative value.
See, I'm glad you ended that with that statement there, because the next guy I want to talk about, we've sort of talked about it. It is James Cook. James Cook, he wants a new deal with the Buffalo Bills. He's a major part of their offense. Josh Allen loves him, but we talk about it here. Can't pay running back. So what do you do with him if you're the Buffalo Bills?
Franchise tag. Enjoy. I think ultimately they probably get something done. They have a window here.
That's what it is, yeah.
And David, I'm going to regret saying this. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I know.
Whoa.
I know. That's kind of where I'm angling at as I start my NFL work this year. I think the Bills put it all together. And I don't think you want a distraction there. I think they'll get it done.
Well, if you're thinking like that, then yes, then you have to get a deal done, because you cannot go into training camp. You have to have everybody in the same direction, moving in the same direction.
That is correct, sir.
So let's talk about that. Since you say think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, that leads me right into my question.
I'm going to regret saying that. Do I reserve the right to change? It's only July 7th.
Oh, sure. July 7th. No one's in training camp yet.
Okay, you can change. Thank you.
But it leads me into my conversation regarding the Kansas City Chiefs here.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Patrick Mahomes was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams this morning. And he quote says, "I feel like I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk and talk. And I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it out there. It seems like they're taking this as a revenge tour out there for their 2025 season. But my question for you is this season the last dance for the Chiefs? Meaning the core, you got Kelce that's probably out of here. They maybe reshuffle some things. This is it.
It feels like there's going to need to be a San Francisco-like retooling. Probably a year too late. I mean, we made the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, I know, but it looked distinctly different.
Yes, it
did. You got very fortunate. Hey, the Broncos missed an extra point again. So, like, probably needed a retool now. I understand why they're running it back. Yes, Rashee Rice will help. Yeah, David, I'll say it's the last dance.
Yeah, because we've talked about the division itself becoming tougher for them, let alone everything else in the AFC. While, yes, Baltimore has failed in the playoffs. They're still there.
Yes.
Buffalo is still there. There's a lot of teams in the AFC.
And I think they're going to get overtaken in their own division. Why am I offering hot takes on July 7th?
I'm sorry. I love it.
I think old Harbaugh might get them. He might have their plays.
So I wanted to close it out with this.
David, come on.
That is it so good.
It writes itself.
I will not hold you to those statements.
It's July 7th.
I will not do that. But I want to close it out here because Fox Sports did an interesting, I think, weird list here of top 10 most iconic NFL stadiums today.
Okay.
Could not believe what was number 10. MetLife Stadium.
Place to dump.
What? MetLife number 10?
I've been to MetLife many times. I don't know Giant fans who like it. I don't like it. I think it is the most woeful use of $1.5 billion. It is a stadium that already feels archaic. That's before we write the jokes about it being built in the middle of a swamp with a shopping mall next to it. No. The answer is just no.
Yeah,
you know how many playoff games MetLife has hosted in its lifetime? Yeah, one.
See, and that's what I think of. Iconic means there's been moments there. I don't remember moments happening at MetLife.
Yeah, I remember a lot of losing.
Number nine, they had Lincoln Financial. Eight, they had Mile High over there, Empower Field for the Broncos. The Caesars Dome, Superdome, number seven, AccuSure Stadium. I don't get it.
Why would the Superdome be there?
I don't get it.
I mean, I know they've had a renovation, but that is not well thought of. Also, you know what? I'll save it. Keep going. Look, Broncos Mile High should be up there. Kansas City ought to be up there. Philly ought to be up there.
Kansas City's number two on their list.
Buffalo Ralph Wilson Stadium should be up there. Pittsburgh Heinz Field should be there.
That's number six.
Baltimore should be there.
Baltimore is not there at all.
That's crazy to me.
I could not. But Lambeau Field is number one for them. Kansas City, then Dallas, AT&T Stadium, Soldier Field. Seattle's field at number five. I don't get this list.
I got to say this, and I promise you it's not my bias of being a Cowboy hater, okay?
You're right,
but we have got to stop with this Dallas thing. Oh, we put windows on it so God could see the team play. Okay, you blow. You haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Your team's a joke. We got to stop. Not everything Dallas does is good. Dallas is like USC football. It's just, like, that's enough. No, I don't consider Jerry World the eighth wonder of the world. Why is that on there over a Baltimore?
It shouldn't be. I mean, for honorable mention, they got SoFi Stadium on here.
So basically, what is this, the bells and whistles list?
It says iconic, and I'm like, none of this is iconic.
No.
Allegiant Stadium is an honorable mention. What's happened there? The Raiders don't do anything. It was weird.
You know what? That's called, we need to fill time. It's July. Have Bobby the intern compile a ChatGPT list. That's all it is.
You're exactly
You may
right.
as well have had Stephen A. make that list.
3 weeks to training camp. We got to talk NFL. Put this together.
Bobby, hit the button on the phone.
That is your football today.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.